AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm George Massey. This is the George Massey Show. And this is, Gina's here. And Love Island finale, the 2-hour finale has aired. We watched it. It was crazy. We're doing a little reaction to this freaking tell. Well, I don't want to call it a tell, a finale, because the tell all hasn't happened. The reunion is coming. But Gina, how do you feel? Because there's a lot of emotion and a lot of craziness that happened. How are you feeling?
I'm like ecstatic. Like, I was legit crying throughout this whole episode. I'm just an emotional basket case when it comes to the show, and I don't know why. It's not like I can be a very strong person, but I think we've seen these people's journeys throughout the whole show, and that's what just, or throughout like basically the summer. And so that's what makes me more emotional, seeing from where they started from to where they are now and how they built that's foundation, basically.
Well, I think when they were playing the recap, and it was like a 4-minute recap, and they were like showing all of the highlights, and I was like, oh my God, look at all of the, first of all the people that we've been through, and then all of
exactly.
Like the different scenarios and stories and bonds and fights and issues. And it was like a lot, like, cause I was like watching it and I was like, damn, we watched all of this. I know we weren't there. We weren't in Fiji, obviously, but I felt like we were there too. So watching the recap was insane. And then every couple got their own date outside of the villa today, which it went well for the most part. Like, there was a disastrous date that ended in a breakup, which nobody was surprised by, but it was still...
No, not really. No one was really surprised by that.
Well, that's probably the first time somebody broke up at the...
That's what they're saying, yes. That's what I've read online. That's what they're saying. And I'm like, I don't know what happens. You tell me what happens. If you find out, you let me know.
Well, yeah, we didn't know. But I was like, I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess and say that Huda and Chris's breaking up at the finale was probably the first time in all of the seasons that someone got this far just to break up. And
yes.
No, that dinner was really hard to get through because they spent the whole time like bickering. And I was like, this is crazy, because this is the same thing that she did with Jeremiah. And it makes me wonder if Huda is just an unhappy person when she's in a relationship, because there was a lot of bickering with her and Jeremiah. There's a lot of bickering with her and Chris. And I'm beginning to see the pattern is Huda. She's the common denominator. Whenever she's in the situation, it's an unhappy situation. And sometimes you have to go back to the common denominator in the situation and be like, well, maybe the reason why you're always angry and upset and sad and fighting and bickering is you, right?
She is the root of the problem. She is the root of this the problem, right? Because if you, like, after that disastrous date, she's definitely too much. Like, even before the date, she was talking to Chris like he was her child. Like, you have I'm giving you 3 seconds to cuddle with me in bed. Like, pardon me. Like, what?
Right. Like he was gonna, and if he didn't, because that was my thing. I was like, well, what happens if he doesn't? Are you gonna punish him? Is he gonna get time out? Like, because that's not how adults handle situations. That's literally what you do to an animal or a child. You demand something, and if they don't do it, you give them a consequence. But these are adults. These are two adults. You don't tell somebody to do something, and then if they don't do it, you're going to punish them. That's not how adult relationships work. And I'm thinking maybe Huda's unaware of how an adult relationship is supposed to work. Maybe that's why she behaves the way that she does, because Jeremiah liked her at one point, and then towards the end, he couldn't stand her. And then Chris liked her at one point, then towards the end, he couldn't stand her. So I was like, maybe she's the reason why people end up having such a strong hatred for her. Because towards the end, I feel like Chris actually hated her. Like when she was like, "Are you gonna help me? Are you gonna carry me?" He's like, "I ain't carrying you." Like he was so done with her.
Like, no, I'm done. No, this is my way. This is like, I need a rowboat to get out of here because I ain't, you're not coming on the boat.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I'm surprised that he even waited for her. I'm surprised he didn't just get on the boat and left her on the island because he was so tired of her and sick of her. And I was like, at least throughout the season, he was upset with her, but he still put on, his fake face and he acted like he wanted to work things out. But once we got to the finale, it kind of seemed like he was just like, I'm just tired. Like, I'm just exhausted of this with her. And he didn't have it in him to even try to pretend that he wanted to deal with her anymore. Like he really showed that he was done with her. And I get it when you're dealing with somebody who's so increasingly difficult, right? Like
And
she's such a,
controlling.
I don't know. It's like I don't hate her because I don't know her, but I do feel sorry for anybody that's in a relationship with her because relationships are torturous with her, right? It's not going to be fun. You're not going to be happy. And it's almost like she thrives on the negativity and the misery. She wants to make sure the guy is unhappy and he always feels like he's doing something wrong and he can never please her. And those relationships, they're torturous because no matter what you do, you're always wrong. You can only deal with that type of situation for so long, right? You're only going to put up with always being the bad guy for so long before you retreat.
Yeah, that's really true. I just yeah. Well, we won't. Well, she's got more followers. Well, let's see if she has more followers now that she didn't win. If those followers had dropped, because
Right.
what was it yesterday? It was 2.7 when we
0.7.
did the 2.7 mil. Let's see
But
now.
also keep in mind, she was what, third place? Am I right? Yeah, she was third place out of the four couples. So there was fourth, third, second, and first. Obviously, we know who came in first, but I think Pepe and Iris was in fourth place, which nobody was really surprised by that. Wait, am I getting this right? Was I right? Well, they were
You are
right.
correct.
Okay, yeah. And then third place was Huda and Chris, which is crazy because they're not even together. So it's weird that she has so many followers. She has more followers than every other person on the show. In all the four couples, she had the most followers, but she didn't get the most votes.
So
Is that
when we last looked at it, she was at 2.7. She's now at 2.8.
so? Yeah, her followers are going up. But all of these people are not voting for her because if you look at Amaya's followers, if you look at Alandria's followers, if you look at Iris's followers, there's more people following Huda than all of them. So if all other people following her were voting for her, she would have been in first place. So that's really confusing for me because there's all these people following her social media. And I don't know if you follow someone, I think you like them, but you're not actually rooting for them to win. That's odd to me because how did Iris get almost as many votes as Huda? Iris has nowhere near as many followers as her.
No, she only has 683K.
So I'm really confused by it. I don't know. Like, why are people following her? Like, almost 3 million people are following her, but they did not want her to win,
I
right?
think what people like to see is destruction. A person when they're at their low, basically, the lowest of the low. And we know a lot of people who, I'm going to give this as an example. For instance, when we co-host 90 Day Fiancé Fridays with Shibuti, he is a Huda fan. He's never watched the show. I'm like, you haven't seen the show. I get the videos and
Well,
like you like what you see,
he saw her
but when you,
twerking. He saw her
yeah,
twerking.
exactly. But once you actually see her on the show, you're gonna be like, oh, she cray cray. Like, what do you, what did you, she, oh, you called her cuckoo. She's cuckoo. And
Yeah.
that's exactly what she is. And any man would be turned off by that.
It's just weird though. It is. It's weird because she's clearly the leader. This season, she's the superstar of the season, popularity wise, like you said, even people who don't watch the show, they know who she is, but no one is voting for her. I mean, they're voting for her, don't get me wrong, Gina, because she made it to the finale and she was in third place. So people were voting, but they're not voting to the point where they're following her. And I think that that's really odd. And it's like, so, and you know what the saying is, people like to build you up to tear you down. So they're following her so they can watch her, like you say, self-destruct. They wanted to see her crumble when she didn't win at the finale. But it's funny because Hoda was very, very open to the point where she was like, I didn't even think I was going to be in the finale. So not winning is not fazing me because I didn't even think I was going to be here. So she was very aware that she didn't think that people were going to vote her to win the show. But I think when she gets home and she sees how many people are following her and how much, you know, people have been talking about her online. She's like been a trending topic on all social media, on TikTok, on everywhere you look, it's Hoda, Hoda, Hoda. So I think she's gonna be really surprised at how big she is, like popularity wise, but she didn't win. Cause I in like I in my opinion, the way people have been talking about her, she should have won.
Exactly. And that was when we casted our, well, not casted because I can't cast our votes, but when we were talking about like who we thought was going to win yesterday, we based it upon, like, I based my views on the popularity of Hoda being at 2.7 million at that time followers, right? And you thought it was going to be the Nicolandria. We really wanted Amaya to win, but we weren't sure about that because of the direction of how popular Hoda was, how people were wanting Nick and Alandria to win in their fake coupling, right, or whatnot. So, like, we saw this unfold and we were like thinking to ourselves, basically, like, oh, I don't know about this, right? This is hard because we don't know.
Well, when America voted, I noticed that America and I were not always on the same page. So that's why I was worried, because I was like, when I voted and then when America's votes came out, they were tallied, we weren't always in agreement with each other. So I was like, I don't know. I feel like Amaya obviously should have won, but I didn't know if America was gonna agree with that. Because they remember, they always were trying to get rid of Amaya and she was never winning the challenges, and they didn't really start to see her worth until later, right? When they started voting her higher. And I was like, okay, so America's catching up to us. They're starting to see that, you know, she's our sensitive gangster, right? Like I don't think that people really were aware of how important she was in the villa. Like she wasn't just a good friend. She wasn't just an honest person. She wasn't just a genuine person or a loyal person. She kind of kept the house together. She was like a voice of reason. She kept people, like when she tried to get what's their names to talk to each other, Chris and Hoda to talk, she was kind of the rock that kept things together when people weren't getting along, when things are being, you know, getting out of hand or out of control. She was the one controlling the villa. And I was like, I wonder when America's gonna see her as the queen, right? Like she's the one keeping order in the villa. Like she's the one keeping people from fighting. She's the one keeping things together. And I guess they finally figured it out. They finally caught up. I was really shocked that she won. I wanted her to win, but I didn't think America was gonna be on the same.
Yeah, we both wanted her to win, and yeah.
So Nick and Alondria, they went on a private island for their date, and they were reading messages in a bottle, which were from fans online. They didn't say specifically where they got these messages. I knew that none of my messages were going to be on there because the messages were very suck up messages, and like it was people like kissing their ass. And I never really felt like they were legit like into each other, so I didn't say any of those kiss ass comments. So I knew that none of mine were gonna show up. But when they were opening the messages in a bottle, did you think maybe one of your tweets were gonna show up? Like, were you thinking?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be per couple, right? I just thought it was general, right? So what I wrote was something along the lines, everyone has come so far, just make sure like you all stay humble like after the show is over. Something of that sort of nature, right? So because I wasn't sure like messages, like is it going to be individual messages to people like to like the couples, like what's going on, right? So I thought it was just a generic like group messages, right? So yeah.
Yeah, I was. I don't. I knew I wasn't excited. I was like, they're not gonna read none of mine. Mine are a little mean to for them. So I was like, they're not gonna read none of mine. But I was like, it's kind of cool that they're kind of sequestered in the middle of nowhere, so they don't know what people are doing or saying. So it was kind of interesting to see them like read the
That
message.
dynamic. Yeah, no, I
Yeah,
get it. Like,
and see that people were supporting it. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but the last like 4 episodes or maybe 5 episodes, Nick and Alondra have been working extreme overtime to
yep.
convince people that they like each other. And it's really been annoying to me because I was like, you don't need if you need to work that hard to convince me it's legit, then I'm leaning towards it's not legit. So, and they've been like every episode, they're like, I've always liked you. I like 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 you. And it's like you're making it less believable because you have to say it every 5 seconds because everyone knows that Nick would rather be with Sierra. Everyone knows it's not a secret. And if she wasn't a racist, he would totally be with her, right? So it is what it is. So the idea that every minute of screen time that they had since Sierra left the villa, they've been on a damn near military mission trying to convince us that they like each other and they want to bang each other. And I'm like, y'all, chill. I don't even need that because this is a TV show. I don't even, you don't, like, at the end of the day, y'all might not even like each other. That's for you to figure out and us to try to figure out. You don't have to convince us. Like, just make it a little more natural. Like, every time they were together, they were like putting on a performance, trying to win people over. And I was like, see, you're not going to win me over like that.
Exactly. So, I did watch the Nicolandria date. I didn't see Iris and Pepe. I'm like, okay, time to make dinner. This is boring, right? Because let's face it, it probably would be. But I did hear that they went like scuba diving, not scuba or snorkeling or something like that. So I heard.
Yeah, I was. It's garbage day tomorrow, so I was taking out the garbage, but it was still on. I left it on. I didn't watch their day. No offense, like they're probably nice people, but they're like so boring. I just recently realized that Iris was still in the villa like a week ago.
Again, you just realized
I forgot
the
she was even there. And it's like
truth.
Pepe was around, but he's like, I don't know. He doesn't catch my attention. He's like there, but he's not. So no offense, like I didn't think that they should have even been in the finale to be real. Like the fact that Taylor and Clark got kicked out, and what's his name, Ace and Shelly got kicked out,
Shelley.
but Pepe and Iris were in the finale makes you question America like a lot, right? Because I was like,
Exactly. But
well.
then at the end of the day, you would have been upset. Like, what are you all thinking, America? You didn't vote Taylor, this
Well,
dumbass clown.
it's still, even though I didn't want Taylor or Ace in the finale, it would have made more sense then to have them than to have Pepe.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
I'm a logical person, right? Like I'm very logical, and logically speaking, it would have made so much more sense for Taylor or Ace to have been standing there over Pepe because Pepe was a Casa boy, and he.
No, he was a bombshell that came
Oh,
in
bombshell.
with actually with Iris when they were all like, remember when they were tied up to like
Oh
the
yeah, they did like the leather tied up challenge thing. Okay.
yeah.
So them being there, and no offense to Iris, she's extremely beautiful and everything, but there were like episodes that went by.
Vanilla. They're both
Yeah.
vanilla.
I didn't even notice her. And then me and you had a huge argument over one of our podcasts because I thought that she got voted off and you said she didn't. And we argued for like a while because I honestly never saw her on the show. I was like, Gina, what do you mean? How could she possibly be in the villa if I didn't see her the whole time? And she was there. She just was so boring and vanilla. And I didn't even notice she was there. She didn't do anything. She wasn't like making any waves. So I literally believed that she was already gone. Right?
Because if you go back and listen to it, you can be like, I'm not winning with Gina. Like, fine, whatever. And then lo and
No,
behold,
Gina.
the next
Like,
day.
it wasn't just me because I Googled it, and a lot of stuff on Google also said that she was gone. So it wasn't just me who thought she was gone. The Google thought she was gone too. Google said that she got voted off and gave me a date and everything. So I wasn't the only person who. She fell through the cracks. I didn't know
And
she was
here
there.
I was trying to explain, like, she was the only female that stood behind TJ when he got the boot.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. But
Well,
I might have thought she was Hannah.
you thought she was Hannah. You
I
thought
might have
she
thought
was.
she was Hannah because Hannah was also very vanilla and blended in with the crowd. So I did not notice them to be different. Did I also tell you that it took me a while to figure out that Pepe and Brian weren't the same person?
Yeah, you did.
It took me like maybe an episode or two. Cause I was like, look at him, just he's such a hoe. He's with two girls at the same time. And then I was like, wait a minute. One of them has a beard and one of them doesn't. This isn't the same person. I thought they were the same person. I thought he was just two time in these girls, two different guys the whole time. But I thought that Pepe and Brian were the same guy for like at least two episodes. And then you were like, no, they're two different people. What do you mean? And I was like, my bad. I didn't even notice.
And you thought Iris was also what's her face too, who got who was with Pepe, not that he didn't like her, he didn't stand behind her. What was her name
Oh,
again?
Grayson. I
Yeah.
also thought that Iris was Grayson, and I think that's when I thought Iris left the villa because I remember Grayson left the villa and Grayson was with Pepe. So when I saw
Yes.
Iris with Pepe, I thought that they were the same person. So I was like, oh no, Iris got voted off and he didn't even try to save her. He went and stood behind, I don't know, Taylor maybe.
Taylor.
Yeah, he
Taylor.
behind Taylor, he acted like he didn't even know Grayson. You know how you walk down the street and you see somebody you don't know, or no, you see somebody you know, but you don't like them, so you act like you don't see them. That's how he did her. He didn't even go stand behind her, and they were like sleeping in the same bed the night before. That's wild. But yeah, this finale for me was crazy because, like I said, the couples didn't surprise me, minus Pepe and Iris. But the fact that Brian's envelope had all of the money in it didn't make me nervous. But at the same time, Brian and Amaya were kind of new together. So it did, I had like the thought in my mind if he was just like, I can take all this money. And it wasn't like, you know how Amaya's been there the whole time, right? And he's like the Casa boy, so he wasn't there the whole time. I was like, what if he came in and he was just like playing the game, right? And so in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, they seem like they like each other. They seem like they get along. But you dangle $100,000 over somebody's head versus somebody that you just met like a week ago. You're not gonna be like, well, let me give them all this money. No, you just met them a week ago. So like at the end of the day, I was like, if it was me. And I just met Amaya last week, but I could have her money. I would think about taking it. Is that wrong though? Because I would.
No, but they had already been like exclusive. Like they've already on the couch. So we didn't touch base on that date on the couch. So what did you think of that date? I literally started to cry when it's like when I
No.
saw the photo album. Like I legit started to cry.
I did think that they were genuine. Like I said, I think that I've been trying to look for things wrong with Brian since him and Amaya were together. And for real, I never found nothing. I didn't think he was a liar. I didn't think he was a clout chaser. I didn't think that he was, playing the game. I never found anything wrong with him. But at the end of the day, I was like, now that he could have all the money, I was like, if there's any bad in him, it would show up now, right? Because I was like, if
Well, at the end of the day, he damn well knew that Amaya was like Love Island queen, basically. And if he was to take the money, he would probably be the most hated man in America tonight.
Yeah, but hate and love are a very thin line, Jean.
Oh no, people like some people are like they're going after. I don't want to bring this up again or her up again, but with Sierra, they're like calling ice like ice on her family there and her friends and being bullies and like
Hey,
just the amount of hate
why would they call ICE on her? That's weird. She's in America.
on her on her family members. Exactly.
That's rude and uncalled for, and that's
Exactly.
so
So
you
can you?
retaliate against racism with racism? Like, that's not fair.
Exactly.
I am so
Ex ex I'm just as disgusted as well. Like,
that's gross.
I didn't want to bring it up again because she is part of the past, right? We don't tolerate racism or anything of that sort of nature. But in the conversation we're having right now, like just comparing apples to oranges, basically, he would be one of the most hated men in America if he walked away with that money and didn't split it with our dear queen, Amaya Papaya, right?
But
He would.
do you think that he did it just so he wouldn't be hated, or you think he did it because he likes her?
Probably both.
Oh, so you think that he made the best decision for himself as well as he wants to? Because he said that they both said they want to continue what's going on outside of.
Yeah, they want to be exclusive outside of the villa, right? No matter if they were to come in second place, for instance, right? But it didn't matter at the end of the day. He had
Oh,
set that on the couch.
one additional question. Now that Nick and Nalandria are no longer in the running to win the show, they have no reason whatsoever to continue this ruse outside of the villa. Do you think that they're gonna date each other from, the end of the show and outside in the real world? Or do you think that now that they know that they're, the gig is up, they're gonna stop pretending?
I don't know. I think they might give it a shot, but that's about it. Like,
Because
I
do you
think they
think
might give.
that it'll be like a publicity thing? Well, if
I think so.
you see them together, because they
Yep.
probably, if they could charge $5,000 to show up at a place for an appearance, they could charge 10 or 15,000 if they show up together. So I was like, it might make more sense for them to keep it up, because two Love Island stars is better than one. So if they go on a press tour, if they go and do their appearance, they could charge way more than Pepe could if it's just him. You get two people. The second couple voted by the country, that is a big ticket item. So I was like, maybe they'll give it a little old college try, right? Like, I'm not saying that they're gonna actually be together like for real, but they might, keep up the ruse of, oh yeah, we're in a relationship, so people will pay a bunch of money to go see them.
Yeah, I forgot who did that, but someone else did that too. Like, just so that they can be seen, not in Love Island world, in another. Like, I forgot who was doing that, but someone was doing that. But again, forgot who. But anyways,
Oh yeah, I remember what you're talking about. I can't remember who it was now. It was like in the 90s, 2000 pop world. I forget who fake dated, but they finally admitted it, that they were fake dating for a while.
well, now you got me curious now.
It was do you remember the Making the Band show, and they had
Yep.
Day 26? And they had Donnie Klang. Do you remember Donnie Klang? He wasn't in Day 26, but he was like, I don't know, like a solo person. I think him and Aubrey O'Day fake dated for like a minute. Like, people assume that they were together because they looked cute together and they like to hang out together. And I think, well, he did an interview and said that, I think it was with Sarah Fraser, actually. He said that they never actually dated. He said that with their schedules and stuff, they were really busy, but he said that whenever they were together, they noticed that their social media numbers were good, and they noticed that, the people were reacting well to them. So he said that they would purposely have their labels would purposely schedule them to do things together and, make it appear that they were going places together, doing things together. But at the end of the day, they finally were like, no, we never actually dated, and we were like really close and probably wouldn't have dated, but there was nothing wrong with people thinking that they were, because it helped the music, it helped the sales, it helped everything. So why not, right?
Yeah, I think someone else did too, because that ri name's not ringing a bell, but I think someone else did too. I'm not sure whom, but I'm sure it will come into my mind when that it should happen. But
Yeah.
yeah.
The 90s was weird and the 2000s was weird too, because we believed anything. Like, this was like before we could Google and find out like actual information. We believed whatever we saw, right? If we saw two people at a dinner table outside at a restaurant, they were married. Like, we just
Or
believed
like,
everything.
well, at that point there was no social media. There was no so like the only social media was MySpace, right? So, but you didn't have Instagram. You didn't have, I don't even think TMZ existed then. Or you didn't ha like. So you're basing the information from MTV, or in my case, Much Music, MTV, or magazines, or like
Oh
tabloid
yeah, at the
magazines.
grocery store, if you wanted to see what was going on, you had to go to the when you're about to check out, all of the magazines would show you the stuff you needed to know and
Exactly.
what celebrities were getting divorced and what celebrities were getting arrested. Like, that was all at the grocery store at the, on the magazine rack.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that our news travels much faster now, right? Because, oh, speaking of faster news, I went on Instagram. It was 10:36. And the Love Island finale had been on for 1 hour 36 minutes. And I opened Instagram, I scrolled two or three posts, and it says Amaya Papaya and Brian win Love Island 2025. And I was like, no. Like, no, I cannot believe I just saw that. And I wasn't even on Instagram for nothing. I got like a bunch of notifications at once, and I just wanted to see why I was getting blown up. And you know, like out of like routine, after I looked at my notifications, I started scrolling because we just do the aimless scroll. And I should have known to get off of Instagram. Like, why was I even on it? I don't know. But not even three scrolls in, it told me who won Love Island. So that's when I texted you, and I was like, Gina, stay off of the internet. It's not safe. It is not safe. People are ridiculous. They went and fast forwarded through the show and they have announced the winner. Like, why would you do that? Why would you ruin it for people? And then the people that posted it, it was like an entertainment news outlet. Like, it wasn't even like a random person. It was like Entertainment Tonight. And I was like, how dare you ruin this for me? Why would you do that?
Well, why would you go on Instagram knowing damn well like that people might fast forward to the end to
No,
know find out who won?
I was watching this show and it was on commercial, and my phone went off like a bunch of times in a row, and it said Instagram notifications. So I just aimlessly, like, I didn't think about it. I just aimlessly opened it, and like, I wasn't thinking about Love Island at all in that moment. I was like just scrolling, like it was a normal day, and they got me. They got me, Gina. Like, now I knew who won. And I needed to tell you, but I couldn't tell you. So I had to like just sit there and like wait the
And
next.
wait.
Yeah, because it was still like 20 minutes, 20 plus minutes of the show left. So then I just
Yeah.
sit there and act like I didn't know. And I was just like, this is so annoying because they took away that moment for me. So because I knew, I didn't know who was going to get in what places, but I knew that they were going to win. So, you know, I didn't have that anticipation that I.
That shock factor. Oh, George, I'm so sorry. It got ta that got taken away from you.
I was so mad because I was like, I did so good. I didn't go ruin it or whatever. And I was like, because then there I am opening Instagram. And then after I saw it on IG, I got an email from like, I don't know, some news, US Weekly. I don't know who sent it. And it said, breaking news, winner of Love Island. I deleted it. I didn't even finish reading the subject line. I just deleted it. I was like, y'all need to stop. Stop. I was like, y'all are ridiculous. Can I just watch the show in peace?
I know, because I think what I didn't bother because I knew dang well, right? Like, don't go on social media. And then I'm like, okay, this is weird. George hasn't been like tweeting in like an hour. This is so weird. And then I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, just, and then that's when you're like, I already know who won. I'm like, no, don't tell me.
Yeah,
I'm like, I.
once I saw who won, I loaded the dishwasher. I took the garbage out. I was like not excited anymore. I just started doing other stuff because I was like, well, I already know now. They done ruined it for me. Now I can clean up. You know, I was like, I will.
And then I was just like, okay. And then like I had to catch up. I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh, I just cried. And then Amaya and her zoomies, and oh my God. And I think Adriana, Ma like I think her name's Adriana, the host. I think she wanted Amaya to win too, right? Like, yeah, I was just like ecstatic by it all. Like I was just like I would have screamed a lot louder, but then my parents would have thought I was kind of psycho. They already do think that, but I like let out a scream. I was like crying, like legit crying. And I sent a picture to you, George, and you saw it. I was like literally like crying in tears, like of joy, like that our Maya Papaya won. We didn't think we I didn't have that much faith in the American voters, that's for sure, but they proved me wrong. They
They
proved me
got it
wrong.
right. Well, you know, with the election and politics, we just can't trust people these days. But they got it right. They got it right. Amaya won. And oh, and we and Ariana also, she announced that on the 25th,
That's
we
a
will,
Monday. I already looked at the calendar.
on a Monday, we're getting the reunion. Remember yesterday I was talking about how they should have all the other cast members come back. So I was right, but they didn't do it tonight. They're gonna do it for the finale. Or I'm sorry, for the reunion. Everybody
Yeah.
will be in New York. Cause I was like, I
Yeah.
wish everybody would be there. You know how like on American Idol, everybody who got kicked off, they'll all be back. I was like, I want everybody to come back, but they are gonna do it, not in Fiji. It's gonna be in New York City, in Amaya's city where she is from.
In Amaya's state, where she's from, they
Yeah.
even joked, they're like, we could have dinner at Amaya Papaya and Brian's place, right? I'm like,
So
yes.
I don't know what we're gonna do for the next over a month, actually, because it's not until August 25th.
I
So
don't know. I've been watching season six, and that's kind of messy too now. So once you get into it, it's like it starts slow, it's a slow start. But now it's getting kind of messier, and I'm only like on like episode eight, I think.
well, that's gonna correspond with the Beyond the Villa. So
Yeah.
if y'all are watching that, and also there's something called Love Island Games that comes out in September. Did you see that? What I don't know what that is, so we're gonna have to
I
look.
don't know what that is either. I'm gonna have to look it up. But now you like now they've got us all hooked on this dang franchise now. But yeah.
Well, at least they have spinoffs where it doesn't just go away for a year. So the Beyond the Villa, if you watched season six, those people will be living together and fighting with each other. So that'll be interesting. And then this L Love Island Games will be out in September, which I'm assuming it's going to be like a game, like they do challenges, because you know they kind of focus a lot on the challenges on the show. So maybe it'll just be all challenges, but if you lose, they kick you off the island, like something like that. So we might be watching that, you know, depending on, you know, what we got going on. But I don't know what to do. Like, I was excited, but I'm also really sad. Like, now it's over. This, I feel
I
like this
know,
was
I
the show of the
know.
summer, and now it's just over. Now it's the end of the summer. Now what do we do?
It was funny because I was just like, I was like, I'm like, oh my God, there's only like a week left. Like, I was already like thinking about it and like crying about it as we got closer and closer and closer. I'm like, it's like, like a pull in your heart, like it's a heartstring pull, and it just pulls you and gravitates you, right? Like, it's just like I'll be at the gym and like I'd be like working out and I'm watching Love Island, right? Like listening to it on my headphones, right? Like, don't bother me, don't talk to me. I'm already like that at the gym anyways, but I'm like watching Love Island. And one of my friends at the gym, he's just like, what are you watching? What are you doing? Right? Because usually I listen to music and I'm like, I'm watching Love Island. Go away. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I had actually put my phone on Do Not Disturb today because I was getting a lot of text messages and calls during the finale. Well, I started off, let me just be honest. I started off watching 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After at 8.
I did too. I started watching it. It was 8 your time, 5 my time. And then I'm like, oh, it's
Yeah.
the clock. And then I'm like, or whatever time it comes on at your time, I think it's 9, not your time. I'm like, oh, Love Island, fuck this. I'm like, screw this. I'm not watching 90 Day.
Yeah, I switched over to Love Island at 9, And then I went back to 90 Day Happily Ever After when Love Island was over. So I was like juggling between the two shows tonight, which was kind of interesting. But yeah, I put my phone on D&D because my phone kept ringing and I got a message to one of the group chats and some people in my group chat are now fighting and unfollowing each other. And I was like, y'all, I don't got time for your mess tonight because tonight is the finale of Love Island. So I was like,
Like,
whatever you're.
conduct yourselves accordingly.
Right. I was like, unless somebody is beating up another person or someone is getting arrested, I'm gonna need you to stop texting me until the Love Island finale is over because I don't got time to be working out your issues, right? I don't have time. Whatever issues you got going on, figure it out because I am locked in. Okay. I was like, I am locked in. Do not be texting me thinking that I'm gonna be your free therapy for tonight because I'm not.
No, we're not doing that. Okay, so basically what Love Island Games is, it will see former islanders from across the globe return to the villa ready for another shot at love. They will
Oh,
meet
so it's
new
like Love Island.
bombshells.
So it's like Love Island. It's not, it's
Ex
so. Also, it's like we're getting another season.
Yes, they will meet new bombshells. Recouple and face elimination while also facing new twists that will give competitive spin to their time in the villa, including team and couple challenges.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that because it's basically another season of Love Island. And then we're going to get people from all over the globe because, you know, they have Love Island UK.
Yes, and that starts in September.
Yeah, so we'll be getting people from the UK seasons and America and the USA seasons as well.
Yeah, so well, this is perfect because then that reunion comes out on August 25th. At least we'll have something to catch up on, which is like season six, and then whatever new series that they're doing now with the former season six cast, and then we'll have like this to look forward to in September.
I'm excited about that because I was worried. I was like, well, what am I going to watch? Because if this is only a summer show, I'm going to have to wait till next summer. But at least we get the Love Island games in the process. So at least I'll have something.
And then I think Love Island UK, 2025. When is that set?
But where do we watch that though? Because it's a UK show.
Yeah, that I don't know. I'll have to give more details on that as well.
Oh, speaking
Maybe it's
of
already aired.
UK, I guess the
Oh,
19th.
August 4th. August, that starts on August 4th.
But where do you watch it?
I don't know. That I'll have to investigate further, but I will report back.
Oh, and if you like the UK a lot, 90 Day Fiancé UK premiered last week or this
If
week.
it doesn't have what's his face on it, Jose, I ain't watching it.
It's the new season, season four. And
Yeah,
I don't know if he's on it or not. I haven't really looked at it, but
He's not on it.
I saw that it was streaming and the first three episodes are out. So if you want to watch some UK 90 Day Fiancé, that's on there as well. I do like that show, so I'll probably watch it. I just have to, now that Love Island is off, I have a lot more time to watch TV. So I have to dedicate a lot of.
No, it's time consuming, but well worth it at the end of the day. So I can stream it on my the app that I watch Love Island on. Holy Jesus, Jesus Murphy. It's like, how many episodes was the last season? 57 episodes.
That seems like a lot because
Love Island UK.
we only had 36. That seems like a lot.
That is a lot. I'm not sure where you can watch it, USA. But I'm assuming Peacock, but yeah.
Well, Peacock is a USA app.
Yeah, but the app that I looked at is a Canadian app. Oh, Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu? Yeah, I have
Yeah.
Hulu. So that's cool. I mean, I
Yeah.
don't know. I'll look into it and we'll figure it out. But now that.
Yeah, Love Island UK is available for streaming for US viewers on Hulu.
But do you have to have Hulu with live TV or just Hulu?
I don't know.
Don't have Hulu with live TV because I'm old school. So the subdivision that I live in, we have an HOA, and the HOA gives us cable. So like it's part of the HOA. So like I have like old school cable TV. Isn't that weird?
No.
Like with the DVR, like old school. Like I also have streaming, but like it comes like if you live in this neighborhood, you buy the house in this neighborhood, you get cable automatically. Like it's part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I would presume it might be on the same, like, I don't know. I guess we'll cross that point when we get there if it starts, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So this was the reaction podcast for the season finale 2025 Love Island. The winner, Amaya and Ryan. So
Our Maya Papaya, our queen. We really wanted her to win, but we had our doubts because, well, we already said that, right? We had our doubts on the voters, but they chose correctly. Thank the Lord that they did. So, because I couldn't vote, so.
I couldn't either because I downloaded the app and I set it up to vote and then I deleted the app. So when I redownloaded it and I tried to put my phone number in, it said that my phone number was already in there.
Registered.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, so it wouldn't let me vote after that. So I'm happy that everybody voted correctly because I wasn't able to participate in the last two votes. So I'm really happy that they voted accurately because I would have been really mad.
Me too.
All right, guys, so we're gonna like sign off, and obviously we'll be back to discuss the reunion, but that's a while from now. So I mean, we obviously will be back to discuss the reunion, and then Gina and I are gonna be starting two or three times weekly pop culture podcast where we're gonna talk about reality TV, pop news, crime news, national news, any type of news that might be interesting, we're going to talk about it. Music news, I forgot music. New albums, I guess Justin Bieber's putting out a new album. So we're going to be talking about a lot about music news too, because I know Gina is big into the music scene. So we're going to be discussing some music news as well.
I am, especially old school music scene. So none of this new artists, yeah, that I have no idea what they're saying or what they're talking about. I never thought that would be the day, but here we are.
Well, we still like Megan Thee Stallion. She's still considered new.
Yeah, like some new music, but you can't, old music is where it touches my heart. We'll discuss that, like the new Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour. I'm so mad that they're not coming here.
Yeah, a lot of people want to talk about that. The opener, they said it's too big to be. So yeah, but that'll be one of the topics that we'll discuss on the first episode.
Exactly. Just shooting out ideas. All right, awesome. Well, we're
Guys,
glad that our queen won, our papaya forever.
congrats. We crowned her today. And thanks for listening with us. Thanks to Gina. I'm George Massey. You're listening to The George Massey Show. And we'll be checking back in with you soon with a bunch of new podcasts, pop culture. And then we'll be back to discuss this reunion in New York.
Reunion.
All right, guys.
Yes. Wait, I do have to ask you a question though. Do you think Sierra is going to be coming to the reunion?
No, of course not. Once you get kicked off for being an extremely horrible racist person, you cannot participate in any of the reunions. Like,
I
no.
was really curious. I'm sorry to bring this up again and before you ended, but I was really curious the words that Alondra was going to have with her when she chose Taylor instead of siding with somebody else. I was really curious about that, but I guess we'll never know.
No, there, yeah. So there'll be a guest list at the reunion, and Sierra's name,
Name is not on the list.
Ulyssa's name, and there's actually going to be a bouncer at the door, and he's going to have a picture of Sierra and a picture of Ulyssa. So even if they try to get in, they're not going to let them in. Like, I guarantee you, they'll be escorted off the property immediately and promptly.
Restraining order will
Yeah.
be granted.
They probably won't even be allowed to buy tickets and watch the event. Like, they're just not allowed there because I'm pretty sure Even if they showed up in the audience, somebody would take a picture and that would go viral. So yeah, they're not even going to be allowed there.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to intervene, but go ahead with your outro.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm George Massey. Thank you to Gina for joining us. You're listening to The George Massey Show. We'll talk to you guys soon. Okay, bye.